share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Most people would have to save up for at least a year to be able to afford a wedding, as everything that goes into planning it can cost a lot. However, one Malaysian thought he could take a shortcut by lying his way through. A 25-year-old man falsely reported that his vehicle was stolen in attempts to defraud his insurance company so that he could use the money to pay for his wedding. According to China Press, the man from Kuala Lumpur made a fake report at the Port Dickson police station on the 20th of April. He claimed that his Subaru Forester was stolen after parking it near a shopping mall in Port Dickson. However, after the police conducted an investigation and cross-examined him, the man admitted that he made a fake report so that he could use the insurance money to pay for his wedding. He was then arrested on the spot and charged under Section 182 of the Penal Code, which states, "Whoever gives to any public servant any information orally or in writing which he knows or believes to be false shall be punished with imprisonment for a maximum term of 6 months or a maximum fine of RM2,000, or both." In court, the man was charged with a fine of RM1,500. Meanwhile, the police managed to locate his missing vehicle at the back of a shopping center. Also read, KL woman loses RM18,000 after hacker transfers money from her bank account without OTP. Source. China Press Source, China Press Source, China Press. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.